got this thing right here.
Goozle.
Huh?
When you goozle.
Okay.
As you swallow.
Yeah. The thing that sticks out, or the...
I don't know what you call this voice.
Oh, you mean goozle is just...
Yeah, that long thing, honey, up in here, is what I was calling it. The old folks used to say goozle.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's your throat, you swallow, but they used to call it goozle. But I don't know what you would really call that either, unless it's your voice box.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a like this, ain't it? I don't know. Yeah. But anyhow, something like that.
And this is my...
teeth.
But just one is a...
tooth.
And the flesh around the teeth are the...
gum.
And this is the...
palm of your hand.
And I have two...
hands.
And this is my...
leg.
Okay, and this is my...
foot.
And I have two...
two feet.
Okay.
I never heard of say 2 foot.
And any place where the bones come together is called a
joint.
And on a man, this part's the
breast. Oh, the chest.
Okay. Would you say breast about a man?
No. Not really. chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
Okay. And this is a
finger
or
thumb.
No, if you don't.
Fist. Fist.
Okay, and these are two
fist.
And this sensitive bone right here is called
shin bone.
And say if you got down in this position, you know, you'd say you
squatted.
Right.
Okay, any other way of saying that?
Kneel, I know you wouldn't say that, is it? Squat, I guess, would be on.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear hunker?
Hunker, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On your hunkers, that's right.
Okay. What was that other thing you mentioned,
kneel? Kneeling.
Okay.
That'd be on your knees.
Yeah. Say she, yesterday she...
knelt.
Yeah, that long
thing. Say someone had been kind of sick. And you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
peaked.
Okay. And say if the person's in real good shape, he can lift heavy weights, and you say he's big and...
strong.
And any other words you might use?
Full of muscle, sorry.
Okay. Would you ever use the word stout?
Yeah.
What
he's awful stout or something like that.
What does stout mean?
Big.
Does it mean, well, how big, like fat or what?
Yeah, fat.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use that word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No, honey. Sure. But I imagine that it's a word like that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought we rank.
Yeah. Say someone who's real easy to get along with is always smiling and never loses it.
It's always pleasing.
Okay.
Jolly.
No.
Okay. It says someone like a teenage boy who uses all arms and legs.
Do what now?
Like a teenage boy, somebody who's just all arms and legs.
So skinny.
But just stumbling over things and dropping things and...
clumsy.
Okay. And say someone who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You might say that person's just a
stupid, okay, a nut.
Okay. Did you ever use the word fool?
Yeah, I've heard them talk about that. Of course, I hardly ever use a fool because I don't think it's right to use it.
And someone who never spends any money would be called a...
tightwad or stingy.
Okay. And when you use the word common about a person, what does that mean?
Common.
Mm-hmm. You say a person is common.
Well, it's like they're not